getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, another week has flown by, and it's time to do another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back to do it again. I survived eye surgery last week. Yikes. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. It's cold up here in northern Minnesota. It's cloudy. It's going to rain. Still, nobody's talking about any snow, though, like they've had out west of here. So I guess that's a plus. But anyway, let's just get another show rolling, shall we? I have the clarinet polka, oddly enough, played on a trumpet. Can we not change the name to the trumpet polka then? I mean, it seems awfully descriptive. I don't know. Leo Greco featuring Bobby Andrews on the trumpet. And here's the clarinet polka to get us rolling this week. Right, there you go, a little clarinet polka. Get you rolling for another week here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Leo Greco, Buddy Andrews, Bobby Andrews on the trumpet. Not Buddy. I don't know who Buddy is. Buddy sounds like probably the neighbor's dog. Anyway, here we are with another edition of the Oompa Hour coming out of your radios and your iPads and your smart speakers. So does that mean the ones hooked up to my actual radio are stupid speakers? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the nomenclature. But anyway, here we are. Yes, I survived eye surgery. That's the fourth eye surgery I've had in like the last 10 or 12 years, two of which have been in the last 6 months. Eye surgery is a weird thing, but it's not that bad because you don't feel anything and you recover a lot faster than like when you have a knee replaced. There's no physical therapy, but I did have to spend several days with my face flat down while stuff started healing because it all sticks together in there. There's a bubble they put in your eyeball and it floats. So when you put your face down, it floats to the back of your eyeball and smushes stuff together. So special thanks to the acupuncture clinic where my daughter used to work, who loaned us a massage table so I could lay with my head sticking over the end in one of them face circle dealies. Because that was handy. And they also loaned us a gizmo for in the car so I could ride home in the car bent over with my face down for the three and a half hour drive. Back from Minneapolis to up north. And somehow my wife did it. You know, we have to me, the stress was all in going to the big city as opposed to the surgery itself. Because when you've lived in a town of 600 people for 30 years, going to the city is kind of scary. There's traffic and freeways and people. It's a mess. And my wife has no freeway driving experience, is totally not familiar with the freeways in the Twin Cities, and had to get us home from the south end of the cities all the way through going north. And she worked out a route that kept her off 35W, which was her main goal in life, because that scares the crap out of her. And I couldn't even watch where we were going because I had to have my face down. And she did a fine job and had a perfect route. And I was like, wow, that was pretty easy. We're already in the north side of the city. So anyway, I'm healing. I think it's doing well. It's very hard to say. Another couple of weeks here, I'll have a follow-up appointment and they'll tell me more stuff. But it'd be nice to be having functioning sight here in both eyes. My depth perception's off because I really only have one eye. I mean, the one they did surgery on lights up. It's bright inside, but there's nothing that's in focus. So my depth perception is off. I go to push a button to, like, turn on the microphone, and I miss. I have to correct a little bit. It's a little bit to the – got to scooch a little bit to the right. It's kind of confusing, but we'll get her figured out. It's been a heck of a week. That's all I can tell you. Here's an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies. Here's Gene Wisniewski with the Harmony Bells Orchestra and the Beautiful Doll Polka. Hey, have it, Gene Wisniewski with the Harmony Bells Orchestra there and the Beautiful Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Before we get to Whoopi John over here, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum and suggest brazenly and directly suggest that you visit them should the opportunity present itself. 1,400 accordions all jammed into one building. Well, they have a lot of room. That's how they fit them in there. All sorts of research material, all sorts of history. You need to, you could do like a term paper on accordions or picking a player and do all the research you need right there at the museum. They've got the concert hall. They've got the accordion repair and technician school. There's so much more. You can look at it all online, which is very handy and free. Just look them up, worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. If the opportunity comes along, you're going to be in the neighborhood. It would behoove you to stop in and pay them a visit. I need more excuses in my life to say behoove. Wouldn't that be? That's one of those words no one ever says. Anyway, check them out, worldofaccordions.org. They're on the internet, and they're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Pretty impressive place. You can see some pictures that they're at their website. Check them out, all right? I got Whoopi John here doing the banjo polka. Most of these great old Whoopi John 45s, like from the 50s, have Patrick Wilfart singing on them. This one has Roy Boyle doing the singing. Here's Whoopi John's orchestra. It's the banjo polka. Ching a ching a ching at the end there that I like the best. Whoopi John there with Roy Boyle doing the singing there with the banjo polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. I got an oldie but a goodie. I always say that. It's like what that like that would be a change, you know. I have the Chesney Brothers Orchestra doing a thing called the Northeast Polka on Lane Records. Northeast, of course, means Northeast Minneapolis. Polka headquarters of the Twin Cities. At least it always was to me, anyway. Here's the Chesney Brothers Orchestra, the Northeast Polka. Thank you. Chesney Brothers Orchestra there, the Northeast Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. And it's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out here for another hour. Listen to some great old-time records with me. In fact, I'm going to play the Shimoleskis coming up in a little bit. I haven't played a Shimoleskis record for a long time. At least that's how it felt to me when I sat down to do the show. So I specifically went over there to the giant record shelves with no other mission than to just flip through them until I grabbed a Shimoleski record. What it is, I have no idea, but we're going to hear them in a little bit. So, because I hadn't heard one for a while. So I will take care of that desire here in just a little bit. Which reminds me, if there's something you would like to hear here on the show, perhaps you have a request or a dedication or whatever. some of these records are ridiculous. There are many ways you can get a request to us. You can call and leave a voice message, or you can text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or if you're a Facebooker, look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour should do the job. And if that doesn't work for you, you can also email oompahour@aol.com. So any of those ways should get a successful message here to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. And now, it's such a buildup. There should be a timpani player in here. And now, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, and my wife gets drunk. Wow, what a troublemaker.
She buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. Supper no on the table, Keda sleep on the table. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold frankfurters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
All right, there you go, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. And my wife gets drunk here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging with us for another week here. What have I not told you about? Weather is crummy. Eye surgery went okay. Hopefully we'll have updates on that in the coming weeks. Let you know how that worked out. In case you're wondering what happened, and I think I probably have mentioned some of this before, back in June I had a detached retina, which is an emergency, urgent operation thing, and they whooshed us off to Minneapolis and had the surgery and all that. And then in the process of recovering from that, they discovered I had a hole in my macular. And that makes things look all wavy and makes it look like you're looking at a movie screen with a hole down the middle of it. And so they wanted to fix that, so that's what the last surgery was for. And near as I can tell, that's been fixed, but I really can't tell yet. So, yeah, that's what happened. And detached retina apparently can just happen. You know, I was just sitting in the studio talking on the radio, and I was like, how come I can't see anything out of my right eye? And that's why it basically disconnected. And apparently that can just happen. You don't even have to get hit on the head with a basketball or anything. And so anyway, I'll keep you updated, let you know if this actually turns out to be all groovy, you know, which is kind of what I'm hoping for, because if you want to be able to play darts, you need to be able to aim. Anyway, there's the scoop there. I have Stan Jerich and the Delmonts, not to be confused with Dion and the Belmonts. And here's a good example of how you can take an instrumental song and give it an interesting title, and it doesn't matter because it's an instrumental. This is the Red Hot Pants Polka. You go, the Red Hot Pants Polka, Stan Jerich and the Delmonts there. I don't know, if you had the same record and you called it the Green Hot Pants Polka, how would you tell the difference anyway, huh? Anyway, this is the Oompa Hour. We're doing it again like we do every week. Show number 395. For those of you keeping track, I don't know why you would be. Somebody asked me about a week, I think it was last week before I went down for my surgery. Said, how much longer are you going to do that polka show? Because they think I'm crazy. And I hadn't really thought about it because I just kind of do it every week. And after I thought about it, I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to make it at show number 500 at least. And we'll see what my attitude is once I hit show number 500. This is number 395. So 105 more shows, which would be a couple of years yet. Easy. And who knows what the world could bring over the course of a couple of years, you know? I mean, you never know. So we'll see. But in the meantime, I have the Polka Knights over here on turntable number two. And the record label actually says it's the Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie Polka. Isn't it apples? Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie? I don't know. Maybe they only say apple. I've never paid that much attention. But now that I've read the label closely, I'm a little concerned about it. Let's find out.
We played it every day in the month of May on a bright rainy day. a tree. Hope they don't find me behind this big old tree. They look high, they look low, they look everywhere when we play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready?
Holler I!
Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready?
Holler I!
Let's all play hide and
All right, there you have a little. See, he said apples, didn't he? I was kind of paying attention. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, polka nights here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I got to remember to get my my thing over here. Got my Shimoleski record that I picked out. It's not in my stack of records for the show. That's the problem. It's sitting down there. And also, I just realized we're only a couple of weeks out, barely. Well, yeah, a couple of weeks, I guess. Halloween is sneaking up on us fast. And I do have, you know, I always play Eddie Lawrence doing the Frankensteiner Polka every year for Halloween. And then I realized I have another Halloween polka that needs to get played here. So I'm going to see if I can find that yet, too. Man, see what happens? All of a sudden, next thing you know, you've made yourself a whole bunch of extra work. All right, I have Marion Lush with the Musical Stars here. And this is the Young Girl Polka.
Jakbyś miała rozum i do ludzi zdanie, to byś mnie kochała za same śpiewanie. Kochała jednego, nic się jej nie stało, lepiej kochać się, tym boję jeden mało. Włosy się jej kręcą, oczka się jej śmieją, chłopcy ją kochają i za nią latają. Halaleczka młoda, wszystkie chłopców chciała, a ja sam tu siedzę, tylko o niej myślę. Ona się cieszy, niech se potańcuje, a ja będę czekał, jak powróci do mnie. Tak długo czekałem, teraz się wróciła, ja się z nią ożenię, teraz ona moja.
All right, there you have it there. Marion Lush there with the Musical Stars and the Young Girl Polka. And Tim's Oompa Hour continues marching on here another week, just like we do each and every week. I told you I had a second polka for Halloween. We'll have the Frankensteiner Polka next week if A, I remember, and B, I can find the record. There's a good possibility that I can. the special records that you only play like once a year, it always takes me forever to find them when I need them. It's like trying to find all the Christmas stuff again. It's like, what? I know it's here someplace. All right, let's try this. Bob McFadden did a bunch of comedy records. He was a comedy voice guy and a singer and kind of a hippie beatnik dude. And and he just has done a lot of fun things for Halloween. And some of it is not really appropriate for a polka show. But this one is. This is the Transylvania Polka.
One for the mummy, two for the show, three for Transylvania, and go, man, go!
Polka time in Transylvania, what do you think about that?
If somebody kisses you on the neck, it may be a big black bat.
Polka time in Transylvania, whether you're young or old. Dance until the sun goes down and later rest in peace. Polka time in Transylvania, everybody in the pink.
Dance around, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Polka time in Transylvania, such a little happy sound.
When the sun comes up, my friend, you're 6 feet underground.
That's what I like. A happy ending.
I've always loved that record. I don't think I've ever played that one on the show before. Mostly because I forget about it. I keep it down with the Halloween records instead of in the studio with the polka records. It only makes sense. Bob McFadden, that's the Transylvania Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I told you I had a hankering for some Shimoleskis this week. Here they are with the Broken Wine Glass Polka. you have it. There, the Shimaleskis doing the Broken Wine Glass Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us again for another week. I'm telling you, it's a good time. Are you ready to waltz? I know you are. Because I know some of you cats don't polka. You just like to waltz. We try to do at least one waltz every week. Sometimes we can do a little better than that. I have the Honeymoon Waltz as performed by Cousin Fuzzy. Are you ready? And this record's got a pretty nasty warp in it, too. Last week, we had a record with a terrible, terrible warp in it. And I actually took a movie of it playing. I was going to stick it on our Facebook page. And I forgot. So now I'm telling you this week that I'm going to try to remember. And we'll next week, we'll review and see. But I'm not going to go do another movie of this record. But I think it'll play okay. I tried to test it out during the Shimaleskis there. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins and all the rest of the people that are on that label in the little bitty tiny print. And here's the Honeymoon Waltz. There you go. That's, what the heck was that? Oh, Cousin Fuzzy. I don't know what happened. It's like my brain turned off for a second there. Cousin Fuzzy with the Doughboys. That's what it says, from Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's a million words written on this record label. Where's my other reading glasses? Hang on. Where did I put those? I just had them. I was going to see what all these other words say. I think it's the name of all the guys in the band. Wouldn't it be fun to announce that? Where, I'm telling you, I have not got out of this chair since I started the show. I have reading glasses on, but I have some more powerful, there they are. I have some more powerful ones that I put on at the same time I have these on. And then Superman ain't got nothing on me. We both got X-ray vision. What do we got going on here? Oh, see, it tells us Earl McNellis is actually Cousin Fuzzy, says right on here. Trumpet, Clarence Forsland. Guitar, Agnes Benz. Accordion, Wally McDonald. Ralph Hydale on, I see, no, that's backwards. String bass is Ralph Hydale. Wally McDonald's on the trumpet. Agnes Benz is playing the accordion. Clarence Forsland is playing the guitar. And Cousin Fuzzy is on trumpet. So there. Like that mattered. But it's nice to give him credit if it's on the record, darn it. There's the Honeymoon Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now the problem is I got two pairs of glasses and I look up and I can't see anything else. It's kind of like being on a space ride or something. Oh, I know what we have. Now we have Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. This one says it has community singing on it. You know what that means? Y'all can sing along with, because it's a community sing situation here. Here's the Polka Hit Parade. I could hear you. Y'all were singing Worth, weren't you? Huh? There's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra there. And that's the Polka Hit Parade here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know if there's a connection through record labels or just musical style or what the deal is, but we played Cousin Fuzzy a minute ago. And every time I play a Cousin Fuzzy record, it reminds me of Bernie Roberts in the orchestra. So I thought, why not? Let's play Bernie Roberts in the orchestra, too. Here they are with Moonlight and Roses.
So true. eyes closes, love's golden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories of you.
There you go, Bernie Roberts and the Orchestra of Moonlight Roses. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where you happen to be tuned in right now. Whether you're listening on a radio, you know, with magical signals that travel through the air, or you're a smartphone, you know, with magical signals that travel through the air, or your Wi-Fi to your smart speaker with magical signals that travel through the air. See, what I'm getting at is, for the most part, it's all radio. You'll be like, well, I'm listening on my computer. Well, you might be listening on radio. Because cell phones and Wi-Fi are also radio, just like a radio. Except for they don't call them radios. But it's still a radio signal going through the air that's making these polkas come out of your phone. So there. There's Little Richard and his polka band and the Happiness Polka. Richard's Polka Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hang on, I'm going to try to fit two more records in here right after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we can actually sneak in a couple more here before we wrap up the show for another week. Let's do, this says it's Die Polka Meister. Sounds like a character in a Christmas special, doesn't it? Die Polka Meister. This is Dick's Polka Plus One. Let's go out on a little Wally record, shall we? I think we could squeak one more into the show this week. Let's do it. Here's Rosie from Jersey, Lil Wally, and the Harmony Boys.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys there. That's Rosie from Jersey, and that's also our cue to wrap it up for this week. But by gosh, we'll be back again next week to do it all over again. Grab another stack of records, wind up the record players, and we'll have at it. So don't be sad, because I'll do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!